Joey, I think it's going to take some time for that smile to leave your face.
Yeah, it certainly will. Certainly one of the more remembering days of my coaching career. This is up there with the best win that I've had in my 11-year coaching career, and I reckon I'll wake up tomorrow morning with a smile still on my face.
It was almost like a dream-like state that second half as well. When Leeds scored that try to go 30 points to 8 ahead early in the second half, something just happened to the Broncos and they were irresistible for the rest of the game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. One of the things that I've criticised the team about is inability to follow instructions, and today we were so far away from that, where we were mentally strong and we stayed at the task at hand, and we identified their weaknesses and we just threatened them there, and it just made it so much easier for us to score all those points. So really pleased for the side in that they were able. I've been telling them all season that they do have the mental capacity to play at this level, and they just demonstrated that with that deficit of 30-8.
And the fact is, people will say it was a rested Leeds Rhinos side. They had some youngsters out there, but then again, the London Broncos is a very young side these days. It's still the Leeds Rhinos. They have world-class talent, and you've got your Super League duck broken against one of the best sides in the competition.
Yeah, agreed. And look, everyone knows that their 6 or 7 best players didn't play today. However, you look at their back three or their back five with Paul Aiton, they're representative. They're world-class players. So if you put them against our back five and our nine, then, you know, you sort of get a yardstick of where they're at. And it's disappointing, I imagine, for Brian and the Leeds Rhinos. But, you know, they got other fish to fry next week, and it must have been a very distractive week for them, given that they've been in this situation before. So I just congratulate Brian and the Leeds Rhinos and wish them the best for this week.
And a lot of people talk about the Leeds Rhinos and the Challenge Cup final, but they had to win today to get back second in the Super League, and you've spoiled their party today.
Yeah, we did. I'm sure that, you know, there's three more rounds to go, and I'm sure that Brian Mack, after the next week's game, is going to be all focused, and I'm sure they'll end up, you know, up towards a 1-2 of the competition.
But for you and for the London Broncos, Joey, I mean, this is massive, isn't it? Everyone's talked about next season and the plans for the championship, but to just get that victory, it must mean so much.
It's just good for the whole club and good for the players and my staff. We work tirelessly. We're a small but dedicated staff. The players haven't had a pre-season. We've overcome a lot of adversity, and just to have that win and just to watch the boys take a deep breath of air in their lungs and enjoy their company together after a win is certainly refreshing.
They've earned a few beers tonight.
Yeah, they did, and I told them to be smart and told them not to be silly, but I told them that they're allowed to have a beer or two tonight, because we got the weekend off next week, but we still got to get ready for the Catalans.
And just ask you, Joey, it does mean this victory that mathematically London Broncos are not guaranteed to finish bottom of the Super League. It's still very likely they may do, but the fact is, you're taking it to the last few weeks of the campaign now. It's a proud record this club has, and you've given yourselves a chance of keeping it going.
Yeah, we have, and who knows, what about that last game between Bradford and London Broncos? It could be the, I don't know, the wooden challenge, the wooden spoon challenge. I'm not really sure, but no, I mean this respectfully, that look, we've got 3 games to go. On the back of this win, anything can happen. It's great to be the side that will not have the title, or not have the, I guess, the recognition of not winning a game in a Super League program.